Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
At this time in our nation, we need healing. Not only for our bodies, our nation needs healing. Our soulish realms need healing. There's so much chaos. I mean, it's crazy that people are so distraught today. They don't know which way to look, left or right. And so we need healing. We need healing. And we've got to be about telling people about Jesus. We can't just ignore it. People are dying. And so God kind of put this in my heart today. You can put my picture up right now. And the picture that's coming up to me is just a joyful, singing, happy kind of picture. You see all the color and the cross. And to me, that's joyful. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, praise is never negative.
That's right, Pastor.
You don't praise negatively.
No.
When you praise, it's always going to be the opposite to negative.
That's right.
Amen. It's going to be positive, uplifting, encouraging. Amen. And the world needs uplifting and encouraging. And so I've entitled this tonight, Joy in Christ. Everyone say, Joy in Christ. And let me tell you right now, you heard the song, what the world needs now is love, but the love of Christ. But when we've got Christ in our lives, we can listen. We as children of God, Christian people in covenant with God, should be able to walk in joy regardless of the circumstances surrounding us. Regardless of any situation, we should be able to walk in joy. And I want to show us tonight some of the benefits of joy. There are benefits to being godly. Remember, we spoke that on Sunday. Wasn't Sunday awesome? We had the whole banjo, the 8-piece, and everyone singing. It was awesome. But tonight, you know what? Just that sweet anointing.
Amen.
Not even the keyboard, just that sweet anointing. It was so precious. And so praise is joyful, worship is loving and adoring. And so I just thank God that we're in a country that is still allowing us at this particular moment to still worship God. The day is coming when it's not going to be legal. You saw that in Scotland, they've just passed a law. They're trying to pass a law that any material that contains what they consider hate crime, you can be jailed up to 7 years for a material in your house that is considered a hate crime. So a lot of the bishops from the Catholic Church came out and said, but you haven't said what a hate crime is. You haven't made it very clear. You know, perspectives are different. And because if I've got a Bible in my house, that's going to be considered a hate crime to a lot of people. So it's coming. I'm telling you, folks, it is coming. You know, in China, they have passed a law. You cannot serve God. You cannot worship God. They're just passing that law right now. Read the news. They're going to churches and putting the crosses down and burning the churches. Whatever ones are there. The people, the devil is making a full onslaught against the church, against God's word. And so we have to understand that these times are going to happen, but we are not supposed to be in fear and negativity. We are supposed to walk in joy. And we can walk in joy regardless of what my bank account looks like. I can still walk in joy because when I know Jesus Christ, when I know Him as my Lord and my Savior and the great I am, there is nothing that can overcome the joy of the Lord. Can you say amen? Psalm 68, if you want to turn to Psalm 68 verse 3, out of the New King James. Now He's talking to you and me. If you're born again, you are the righteous. And he says, yeah, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. God is telling us to rejoice exceedingly. The righteous. He's talking to people that are born again. He's saying, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. And let me tell you something. Joy and rejoicing are simply a choice that we make on a daily basis. I can choose to be brought down, or I can choose, nope, I'm staying in joy. I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy. Because if the devil can steal your joy, he's going to steal your goods. We all understand that, correct? Rejoicing is an act of faith when all around you is crashing. When things are not looking good, when things are not good in your own personal life, it's an act of faith to rejoice. And that's one of the highest forms of faith, is to rejoice and praise God in the midst of the problem. If you just recall the Apostle Paul and Silas sitting in the prison, think about it. They didn't know what their fate was. It didn't look good at all. But they said, we will rejoice. And they sung praises to the Lord. Positive, uplifting, joyful praise. I don't think they were sitting there singing, woe is me, like a country and western. Lost my dog, lost my parakeet, now I'm going to die. Truck's gone too. No, they were singing hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. I can promise you they did not lose their joy. That's why the Apostle Paul could write things, and he could say things like, you know what? I'm beat up, but I'm not down. I've been bruised, but I'm not broken. He spoke. He made a decision, and we can all make a decision. And in these times, I'm going to encourage you to decide, to make the decision. I'm staying in joy. Amen. And joy, let me just say this. Joy is the secret of faith and endurance. When you're in joy, you're in faith. And when you're in faith and joy, you'll endure. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, I believe it is, or 6:12, it says, we inherit the promises through faith and patience. So when I'm in joy, I can endure. Remember Jesus, he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. Remember that? He endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, knowing that he would have people being born again. He had faith. His joy was strong. Amen. So when you're in joy, your faith is going to be stronger and last longer. I mean, you speak to some people, you say, how are things going? And their head gets down and, you know, well, and they start going through the problems. Well, you know, we've got to get to the place where my God supplies all of my need. We've been quoting it for years. We've been quoting that the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. I believe we're living in that time right now. I believe you're going to see a transference of the wealth. It's coming. It's going to start in Israel, and it's going to spread throughout the Christian nation. Watch. It's coming right now. So James 1, verse 2. Look what he says, James. My brethren, he's talking to you and me. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to righteous. Remember he said, let the righteous be glad in Psalms. Now he's saying, James over here saying, my brethren, or you righteous people, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So James urges us to work on changing our attitude. Because how many of us count a joy when you're in a trial? We don't really do that, do we? We kind of head down, lip out, and we walk with a little bit of a slower bent over stance in our lives. And James is saying, listen, work on your attitude towards troubles from dread, from negative to positive expectation, faith and trust, and even joy. He's not saying to us that embrace and want the negative trials, count it all joy, you want more. He's not saying that. He's just saying embrace the fact that God is going to bring a positive end to the situation. Your expectation has to be an expectation with joy. If your expectation is negative, that's what you will end up getting. But if your expectation is positive, it's faith, it's trust, and even joy, you're going to see and you're going to reap the fruits of your joy. And that's going to be a positive outcome. I'm telling you, listen, you see people. Have you ever been in a room and people are kind of jovial and it's cool, but someone walks in there and they've got that spirit on them? Have you ever been in that room? I've been in that room many times. One person, one griping person, just one person that gripes and comes in there and they've got a negative attitude and type of thing. You feel how it spreads? You feel how that spreads in there? That negativity will get onto you and you can't allow that to happen. You've got to say, no, I'm not going to be a part of that spiritual. It's almost their aura. It's almost you can see it in a person. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. But when someone walks in there and you can see people are just kind of mulling about and they're full of woe and praise God and they're just on fire and like everything's good, that whole room, the attitude gets lifted up and eyes start shining a bit brighter. Amen. We've got Jesus. That's the name that'll bring joy to the people that are negative and down when we start producing and promoting Jesus by showing the joy in our lives. The fact that there's a corona, the fact that there's no work, the fact that you've got to put a mask on, the fact that you can't have your job, all these situations around us, the fact that there's riots, the fact that there's hate speech, the fact that there's the elections coming and everyone's, I mean, it's just nutso. You're going to have to keep your joy up right now. And as the attacks try to come and steal your joy, because that's what the devil's after. If he can steal your joy, he can steal your goods. Because remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you don't have that joy, you've got no strength. And if you've got no strength, he's going to take whatever you got. Come on. Amen. So he says, count it all joy. Now I want to look at a couple of the blessings of God that are connected to joy. Joy, first of all, and you can turn to Psalm 16. Joy is connected to God's presence. Everyone say, God's presence. Psalm 16, verse 11, out of the New King James, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence, O God, is fullness of joy. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing negative. In his presence is fullness of joy. So, the best place to be is where? In his presence. Now, does it mean, Pastor, I should die and then I'll be in the presence of the Lord? No, that's not what we're talking about here. He says, they that dwell in the shadow of the Most High God will fear no evil. That means I can live in God's shadow. I can be in his presence at all times. I can come boldly into the throne of grace. God, through Jesus Christ, made a way to open the door, so to speak, that we can get right into his presence. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Look what he says, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. What I'm getting out of this is when I'm full of joy and I'm in God's presence, everything that is needed in my life is available right there. Right here. Right where I'm standing. Where I'm with God. Everything I will ever have need of is right there. It's just powerful. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You want to be in the presence of God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza.